Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you don't have a clear curriculum for your classroom, it is so overwhelming to try to put that together yourself. Spending hours on Pinterest and Google, pulling worksheets and pulling pieces of curriculum together to make something that works for your classroom. That's why we created the Autism Helper curriculum and now offer Curriculum Access. Curriculum Access gets you access to all levels and all subjects of the highly differentiated, evidence-based Autism Helper curriculum. You can have students working on letter identification and working on parts of speech at the same time in our easy-to-use curriculum. We currently have hundreds of teachers using Curriculum Access from all over the world with consistently rave reviews. I want you to join that group of teachers. Now is the time to ask your administrators for Curriculum Access. We have an email template ready to go so you can ask them to set up a demo. Your administrators can jump on a live call with our team members to see everything that's included in the Autism Helper Curriculum Access. Next year, let's reduce the overwhelm. Let's start the year out with a path and a plan and resources to meet all the diverse needs of your students. Let's make next year the year of Curriculum Access. Head over to the show notes to learn more.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism. So I had a request to do an episode on some of the funniest student moments. I think I've shared a lot of them in some of the episodes so far, but I made a little random list of just stories that popped in my head when I thought about former students. I'm going to keep glancing at my list over here to make sure I get all of them. So many of these moments involve my students just being so themselves and so honest. Like, God, sometimes like real, true honesty is just hilarious and refreshing, right? Which I so loved that and admired that about my students, that they were just themselves and they were going to be super honest. So some of the honesty was sometimes hard to swallow. I remember a clinician I worked with was like, yeah, I started waxing my upper lip because a student asked me if I had a mustache. And I was like, that's so like classic, right? I know I had one student, every time I would have like a zit or anything, he'd be like, ooh, what is that? And I'd be like, oh, it's nothing to worry. And he's like, no, there's something in your face. There's something in your face. And you're like, yes, it's a zit, leave me alone. Or in summer school one year, I did a spray tan when I was about to go to a wedding. And I, you know, a spray tan the first day looks like really dark and orange and not so great. It has to like fade in a little bit. But I'd gone to school because I had a wedding that weekend and I'd gone to school before, and I walked in and one of my kids was like, whoa, why'd you get all orange? And I was like, dang it. I thought it looked good. So I just love that when kids are like so honest and like themselves. I had a kid that every time, I forget if I shared this story already or not, but every time the fire alarm would go off, I'm gonna swear, so just if you have little ones around you. Every time the fire alarm would go off, he'd go, oh, shit. And that was exactly what I was thinking when the fire alarm would go off. I was thinking, oh, shit. Like, come on. Like, we're in the middle of something. We got to go all the way downstairs. And I never even could get mad at him about that because it was, like, so dead on accurate that, like, that's how we all felt when the fire alarm went off. Like, come on. I don't know why. I think, like, you know, because I taught teenagers. Like, they were, like, junior high. The appropriate use of a little bit of swearing or inappropriate words always cracked me up because it just shows that like kids are kids and, you know, kids are going to do those things no matter what. I had a story, actually I wanted this to be a whole episode, but I'll share this. This is like a good and funny story and tricky story. So I had a student that got a Dynavox, and at first his grandma was kind of against him getting a Dynavox because she really wanted him to talk and all this. And we had like a long discussion about how it wasn't going to, you know, impede his verbal communication. And actually it didn't at all. His communication blew up after that. His verbal communication is talking. But when we were setting up the Dynavox, we put it on the teen setting. And on the teen setting, one of like the quick phrases, and this was a while ago, so this isn't actually even how they're set up anymore, was one of the quick phrases was shut up. And she was like, can you take that button off? You know, my kids are not allowed to speak to me that way. And I was like, you know, I was like, I'm not going to take it off. Like, you know, we can teach him to not say shut up to you, because that's disrespectful to say it to his grandma. It's disrespectful to say it to his teachers, but I'm not going to take it off the device. And she's like, well, can you take it off the device? And I was like, I can, but I'm not going to. Like, that's like taping a child's mouth. And you cannot take the word shut up out of your other grandson's mouth, so you can't take it out of his mouth. And she was very not pleased with me about that. But I stand firm on that, you know, that we can teach the rules around it, but I wasn't going to take it away. And of course, guess what this kid said like all the time to his grandma? Shut up, right? He'd bring the Dynavox out of it. Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. Like it was like constant. We did work on teaching to decrease it, but for a while it was a problem.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
A really funny story, I shared this actually at a training last week. We were talking about untraditional reinforcers. So, you know, some of our learners may like things that we don't like, or we wouldn't even think to offer, right? They might like topics or activities or ideas that like we just wouldn't think to offer as reinforcers. And we really got to follow our kids' leads and observe. They will tell us what their reinforcers are, what things they like talking about, like doing. It's all right there. Actually, two funny stories about this. I just thought of another one. So I had an in-home client a while ago who was obsessed with Ricky Martin, like obsessed. And it wasn't Latin singers. It was Ricky Martin. Like I tried to like bring in a little like Enrique Iglesias or like Pitbull maybe. No, Ricky Martin. And he was very reluctant on a lot of his activities we were doing. So we embedded Ricky Martin into every activity we ever did. I mean, has that sentence ever been said in the world? No. But we made Ricky Martin work tasks. We made Ricky Martin reading comprehension. If we were doing vocabulary words, it was about Ricky Martin. If it was a math word problem, Ricky Martin was going to the store and buying 11 bananas. And guess what? This kid became obsessed with all of his in-home programs, like to the point where he would ask his mom, he'd be like, if I do chores for you around the house, can we do my homework then? And she was like, I don't understand. Like, what do you mean you want to do your work? And he was like, yes, I want to do my work. Because it was all Ricky Martin themed. I know more about Ricky Martin, you guys, than like Ricky Martin probably does. But it worked. He was obsessed and he loved it. It was all things he liked to do. Other funny story about untraditional reinforcers is I had a kid that was obsessed with Maury Povich. Okay, you know Maury Povich, reality show. I like a good trashy reality TV, but I tend to veer towards Bravo, not daytime, but you know, to each their own. So what he truly loved about Maury Povich was the paternity test results and when Maury would tell someone if they were or were not the father. And he would make a folder with the DNA like logo that looked just like that. And what he really wanted to do was to act out the paternity test results. And I typically had to be the father or not father. And he got to be Maury and tell me if I was the father. And I realized why he loved this, because on that show, there's like a huge reaction every time, right? Like this explosive, no, no, So it was like, that's what he wanted me to do. And you guys, I did it. And it was actually really fun. And he also, this kid worked like, oh my gosh, he was a worker bee if he knew he was going to get to play Maury Povich at the end of this. And that's what we did. And we got all kinds of great academics in. And at the end, we would play Maury Povich. And why not, right? I like Bravo. He likes Maury. It's all okay. So I think maybe moral, I didn't even, wasn't planning on this, but if we're going to tie a moral of this story in about funniest kid moments, I think it's let kids be themselves, right? If they're going to say a bad word here and there, or they want to say shut up, yep, we're going to teach them not to, but we're also going to let them be themselves and like Ricky Martin or Maury Povich and talk about whatever they want to talk about and let their like honest, true personality come out. Because that's when, you know, our kids are going to be the happiest and we're going to be the happiest too, because we're going to see how much they shine when they can be themselves.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.